Conor Pope, how are you?
How are you getting on, Ray?
Good. Pricewatch at rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. Hello, I'm in a flap, Conor. I've spent the last year looking for a house to buy and getting all my ducks in a row. I have mortgage approval from KBC and now I've found they're leaving the market. I'm not ready to buy yet and probably won't be until September. Does this mean I will have to start from scratch with another bank?
Yeah, now buying a house at the best of times is very, very stressful, as many of your listeners will know. And it's particularly stressful in 2021 because there's all sorts of ducks that you have to get in a row and banks are really, really strict about their lending practices. So you have to feel for people who have got this far along the road with a particular bank and then the bank announces that they're leaving. And just by way of context, KBC announced about 2 weeks ago that they were going to, they kind of took the country by surprise and announced they were going to be quitting the Republic. At least that was their plan, to leave the Irish market. And this comes in the back of Ulster Bank announcing something similar a few weeks back. But I think the first thing I'd say to this listener is don't panic, because sometimes, and I would hold my hand up and say I'm kind of to blame for this, as is RTE, as is the Irish Independent. You know, the headlines will say KBC set to leave Irish market. But these things tend to happen quite slowly. And a bank doesn't exit the market overnight or even over the course of 3 months or 6 months or 12 months or whatever it might be. And the reality is that I was just on, 2 minutes ago, when I was listening to Eddie Roach, I was just on the KBC website and they're still looking for new business for mortgage applications. So they're not leaving the market tomorrow.
Is that just that they haven't changed their website or they still are looking for business?
No, not at all. No, not at all. Because you must remember, first off, it's not a done deal. What they've done is they've signed a memorandum of understanding with Bank of Ireland, and Bank of Ireland would buy its good loan book, and then, you know, somebody else might buy its deposit book or whatever it might be. But there's no deal being done, so they're not leaving yet. So that's the first thing. The second thing to remember is if you have mortgage approval from KBC. And that lasts for, let's say, 6 months. And if in 5 months you find a house, you draw down the mortgage, you buy the house, no matter who owns the loan in 5 years' time or in 2 years' time or in 10 years' time, exactly the same terms and conditions that you agreed with KBC will apply. So let's say if you take one of their long-term fixed-rate mortgage deals, which are on 3%, 2.5 to 3% over a 10-year period, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference who owns that loan in 2 years' time. And in fact, in some ways, we get kind of suckered into believing all that there's a huge difference between the banks. The reality is you have a legal contract in place and that contract has to be honoured. It doesn't matter who owns the loan. So that's the next thing I'd say to somebody, that A, it's not going to happen overnight. B, get the loan, buy the house, and no matter what happens, your loan will be secured. Okay. And it doesn't matter who owns it in the end.
And now, are there fixed rates competitive at the moment?
They're very competitive, you see, and that's one of the distressing things in the longer term, because I think in 2008 there was 12 fully functioning banks. I say fully functioning, but you and I know that might be a bit of a generous way of describing what they were doing. But there was 12 banks operating in the Republic of Ireland. At the start of this year, there was 5 banks operating in the Republic of Ireland. Right. And once KBC and Ulster Bank exit, there will be 3. Now, I'm talking about fully functioning banks, because, of course, there's other players who are coming into the market as well all the time.
So Revolut, for example, we talked on the show
about Avant Money. And then you have the fintech companies like N26 and Revolut. Now, they don't offer mortgages, but there are other mortgage providers who aren't retail banks who are offering mortgages. But the bottom line is that it diminishes competition in this country, mm-hmm. So it's a bad thing. And already people in Ireland were paying substantially more than our European cousins for our mortgages. So there's little chance that there will be any kind of downward pressure. But in terms of this very specific
why
instance,
does that continue? Why does that continue, Conor, why does that continue? That we were paying...
The higher rates?
Yes.
Well, listen, the banks will say that because there's more stringent rules in place in Ireland in terms of how much money they have to have to hand, and because of all the financial prudence measures that had to be put in place in Ireland as a result of the collapse, banks simply don't make as much cash in this country as they could make in a bigger country where the rules are more relaxed. So that's what they'll say.
Okay. And that's why they say that the internal pressure of this country. Can I ask you a question as a journalist who works in this area?
Yeah, of course.
Comparatively speaking, do Irish banks make more profit than European banks?
I can tell you that they make like they make between 6 and 9% profit on some of their financial dealings, and that's quite substantial. So it's not like we should be feeling sorry for them. But the reality is they were all really badly burned, and there's two other issues I think probably should be highlighted. One issue is the tracker mortgage business, which is losing the bank's money, and the second thing is it's very difficult, and I personally believe this is a good thing. It's very difficult to dispossess someone of their family home, which means that there isn't that jeopardy. Like there are certain countries in the world where if you haven't paid your mortgage for 2 months or 3 months, you're out on your ear. Mm. I would hate to think that we would get to that situation, but that does make it more difficult for banks to operate. But I wouldn't be overly sympathetic to them.
Okay, so this person, go ahead. With the approval from KBC, buy the house.
Go ahead, take out the loan, you'll be grand.
You'll be grand. Okay. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. Conor, we'll talk to you next week. Well, maybe not next week because it's a bank holiday. We may talk to you on Tuesday. Mind yourself, Conor. Thank you. Anish Toshin and the Free Skelton and Oak to La Marini Hulawan.